You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The San Joaquin Valley's farm workers are some of the hardest working people in the world. They toil for long hours in the heat to pick food that feeds the world. While we all eat their produce, for many Americans, though, farm workers don't inspire admiration, but instead resentment and hostility. Anti-immigrant sentiment often revolves around the notion that undocumented workers are taking jobs that legal residents would otherwise be happy to do. Well, over 50 years ago, a largely forgotten government program put that idea to the test by taking high school students to work in the fields in California and across the country. Journalist and author Gustavo Arellano recently wrote about the experiment for NPR.org. He joins us now. Gustavo, welcome.
Gracias for having me.
So this is a fascinating story. It was called the A-Team. How did this program come about in the first place?
It happened because of one big end of a program. So for decades, from right after World War II to 1964, the United States and Mexico were involved in something called the Bracero program, where Mexican men were able to come to the United States legally to work in the fields under a contract and then return after the harvest. So this went on. It started around World War II because the United States didn't have enough hands to be able to pick the crops. And Mexico Mexico did fight in World War II a little bit, but their agreement was, we'll send our workers out there. And so it went on for about 20 years. But in 1964, the program ended after years of allegations of abuse lodged against the farmers. And so now there was about 200,000 braceros at the end. And so at that point, the farmers just needed to do something.
So how did this program actually work?
So now you have the Secretary of Labor and farmers saying, we need workers, we need cheap labor. And so the Secretary of Labor, no one really knows where he got this idea, but one day he decides, you know what? We also have a problem with high schoolers not having summer jobs. So why don't we get high school students, of course, males, but specifically athletes. And his rationale was like, well, you know, high school athletes, they need something to do over the summer. They're strong. They'll be able to do this. So he holds this press conference on May 4th. So the story comes out on Cinco de Mayo, the introduction of the A-Team. It's an acronym. And, of course, nowadays you think of the A-Team, you think of the show with Mr. T. But just to buttress his claim, or, you know, his claim that we need young men, young athletes to do this, behind him were Hall of Famer. At that time, they were still playing, but, you know, now they're legends. Dan Musial, Warren Spahn, the pitcher for the Braves, and Jim Brown, the Hall of Fame running quarterback. And so he told the athletic department of the United States, give us your quarterbacks, give us your pitchers, give us your centers, give us your tight ends. We need them this summer.
So how did the students fare? I understand you actually caught up with some of them much later in life.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Secretary of Labor said that he wanted 20,000 students, and 18,000 students ended up signing up. Only 3,300 ever actually went into this field, just because, you know, the usual government inefficiency. The farmers, they themselves were very opposed to the program. They said, we want our Mexican laborers, because I think they knew what was going to happen. So you have these students come in, you know, and they were mostly in Texas, Arizona, and California. In California, they're actually down in Arizona, down in Blythe, up in the Salinas Valley. I'm not sure if there are any in the San Joaquin Valley, but I wouldn't be surprised. But within 2 weeks, people started quitting. Students, and we're talking about high school students, they started striking. They were complaining about the food. They were complaining about the work itself. They were complaining about the abject living conditions. And what's interesting is because these were all young American citizens and men, and most of them white, the government listened and the newspapers listened, and all of a sudden it became this huge scandal. And some students did complete the program. So for my story, I interviewed a guy named Randy Carter, who ended up having quite a successful career in Hollywood. And he told me how he tried to sell a script, and he actually had it optioned twice about his summer picking cantaloupes in Blythe, California. And he said he went with his classmates, a group of kids from a Catholic school that no longer exists. It was about 25 of them, and he said it was horrible, but at that point, for us, it was more of a thing of pride, so we just completed it.
Did they have any idea how difficult this work would be?
No, he has this great quote where, so of course, farm workers always start before dawn because it's going to be brutal heat one way or another. So he says how, you know, this is summer in Blythe, down in the Colorado desert, super, super hot. And he said, okay, so we start in the before dawn, and you feel the breeze behind your back, and you think, okay, this is going to be okay. This is going to be fine. And then he said the very first ray, these students look at each other and they're like, what on earth are we doing? And he has this great quote saying by like, you know, the thermometer rose like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. By 9 o'clock, it's 110 degrees. It's so hot that the bologna sandwiches that the farmers had for them toasted. And even though these bologna sandwiches were underneath the shade, they still toasted. That's how hot it gets.
So what happened to the program? I take it was very short-lived.
It not only was not brought back, so it only happened in 1965, it was quickly stricken from the history books. It was such an embarrassment for the American government, so much so that even if you read most history books of immigrant labor, both in California and the United States at large, if you go to your Chicano studies classes, no one knows about it. I was only able to find two academic books that even mentioned it and only mentioned it tangentially. It's interesting because on one hand, the American government doesn't want to be stuck with this debacle. And on the other hand, in my story, I talked to a professor from Stony Brook University up in New York, and she said this also exposed farm labor for what it is. It's a brutal profession that no one should do, both based on the current conditions and also based on the pay. And the farmers don't want to bring that up because that's a dirty secret. I mean, in San Joaquin Valley, at least you folks have a better sense of it, but it is a dirty secret of the American food system, that the people who pick our crops are woefully underpaid. And even if it was the best condition, they have bathroom breaks and water. You try picking cantaloupes 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. You try getting strawberries and asparagus and all of that. You know, there's always an argument that undocumented immigrants, especially in the field, they'll do the jobs that Americans won't do. I don't agree with that. I would say that Americans won't do the jobs even if you pay them that money because it's hard labor.
So the program was a failure in its main goal, but was it a success maybe in a different way, looking back at it now and talking to some of these people?
I would hope so. In fact, the gentleman that I talked to, his name is Randy Carter, he said that everyone who went through that program, one thing I forgot to mention, all the students who went were high school juniors and seniors, no freshmen, no sophomores. So it was a very specific age group. These men who participate are now around 70, 71. And he said, at least in his class, they talk about it for every reunion. And in the case about immigration, he told me, like, there's no way anyone can tell me with a straight face, oh, you know, Mexicans are rapists, Mexicans are this, this, and that, because he knows the truth. He sees how hard these people work, and he saw how, how diligent and, at the end of everything, inspirational. I mean, these people leave their countries to do work that no one wants to do. And the funny thing in this present day, you still hear it from farmers. With crackdowns and immigration, farmers say, well, I don't have labor to pick my crops because Americans will not do it. I remember a case in Alabama maybe a decade ago. They were trying to get a farmer said, okay, I'm going to hire people. I think the American citizens do, I forgot what the crop was. And he said the American who lasted the longest lasted about a day and a half.
Does it strike you on how familiar some of these conversations that were had 53 years ago are to where we are today?
Of course. Those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it. What goes around comes around. I would tell people, know your history, because history always repeats itself. And us as Americans, we hate history. We do not want to pay attention. If we actually paid attention to the past, I think our country would be, far better than what it is. And I think it's a great country. Of course it is. But like a lot of the problems that we go through, especially with rhetoric and division, they would not be as pronounced if people just simply knew their history.
Do you think there could be some value in the future of some program? Maybe it's not the A-team, but something that would take people, whether it's young people or adults, and put them in the shoes of an immigrant or a farm worker and learn a little more about what that life is like?
I advocated for that earlier this year. I did a column for I write an opinion column for the Los Angeles Times about California. And it's funny because I actually got earlier this year, I did an article for Eater.com talking about the best Mexican restaurants along Highway 99. And then I was driving, from Bakersfield all the way to Sacramento and back. And of course you go and you're seeing these people farming, adults. And I think the idea hit me in Modesto. I'm like, you know what? We should make it mandatory for all high school students to spend 1 week on a farm. Just ship them all across California because the farming is so important to Californian identity and just, who we are as Californians.
It's a fascinating article by Gustavo Arellano for NPR.org and also on KVPR.org. It's called When the U.S. Government Tried to Replace Migrant Farm Workers with High Schoolers, talking about a program that existed back in 1964 and now is barely remembered today, but now is getting some attention thanks to Gustavo's work. Gustavo Arellano is the author of Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America, and a longtime guest on NPR. Gustavo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Gracias.